another sweep into the break. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Brewers went into the All-Star break sprinting.
Sends that one deep right center, and Churio watches it fly way out of here. Opposite field tank from Jackson Churio. Three-run home run. 6-1 Brewers.
Brian Anderson on the call on FanDuel Sports Network. The Brewers hammer the Nationals 8-1. Milwaukee's 56 wins are the most in team history at the All-Star break. Just don't tell that to manager Pat Murphy.
I don't take much of a chance to look back and say, oh, look what we were and look where we are now. Yippee for us. You know, we're in the middle of the race. We have this All-Star break. Let's try to make it efficient and let's try to, you know, stay healthy and do good things and stay on course and continue to gain confidence. But as far as looking back, perspective, you know, I'm not good at that.
The second half of the season starts Friday night at Los Angeles against the Dodgers. The MLB draft started last night. The Brewers with three day one picks. Tennessee infielder Andrew Fisher at number 20 overall. California prep shortstop Brady Ebel at number 32 overall. And Vanderbilt pitcher J.D. Thompson at number 59 overall. To basketball, the newest Buck is Miles Turner. He was introduced over the weekend at a news conference in Las Vegas where the NBA has gathered for the annual Summer League. General Manager John Horst was asked how Turner's signing came to be when seemingly they were hamstrung by the NBA salary cap.
You know, our ownership group really forces us to think outside the box, look at problems in a different way, look for solutions in a different way. And so, you know, we had multiple paths throughout the course of an offseason thinking about how can we take this team to the next level, how can we improve. Miles is sitting there as the best free agent in all of the market, and you looked at ways in which we could potentially get to that.
Meanwhile, on the court, the Bucks lost to the Clippers in summer league action last night, 106-91. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.